Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, here we go, Black and White Sports fans. We're going to be talking about Caitlin Clark again, but more directly, Steven Jackson, who used to play in the NBA. Now, we got to go back to the national championship game, Iowa and South Carolina. We all know that Dawn Staley and South Carolina actually completed an undefeated season. They took out Caitlin Clark in Iowa. They are the champions. But there's some people out there, man, that got really, really triggered by what Gail King actually said to Dawn Staley after South Carolina actually won the championship. And Gail King actually said, hey, we're all rooting for Caitlin Clark, Iowa. And then the Wolves got triggered by that. Why? Well, probably just because Caitlin Clark is white. Yes. Now, I believe Caitlin Clark was actually handling her business as a black person, nobody would be crushing Gail King. But the woke activists, man, they see everything through a racial lens. They just do, man. They need to get over this stuff. Now, Steven Jackson, is he still over there on ESPN? I'm not even really sure. Or Fox? I don't know. Steven Jackson, man, is one of the most woke people out there. Remember, he was a very, very good friend of one George Floyd. Yeah, but I digress on that. Steven Jackson blew a gasket on Gail King. He went out there and he started attacking her because of what she actually said to Dawn Staley. He put up a video for like a minute and boy, he just lost it. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. This is the clip here of Gail King and Dawn Staley after the championship game. I want you guys to go ahead and listen into this. It's a bit low, but I'm in post. More than likely, you'll probably be able to hear when I boost up the audio. But listen in to Gail King.
Happy for you guys, Coach Staley. So happy. The game was such a good game. It was so close at times. And in the end, you guys pulled it out. But was there ever a point during the game when you were worried? Because I got worried. We were all cheering for Iowa, of course, and Caitlin Clark. But for so many people, you've got their hearts. Was there ever a point where you were worried during the game?
I wasn't ever worried during the game. I know, you know, when we went down 10-0,
happy for you guys, Coach Staley. So happy.
Yeah, so they have it right there. Even Gail King is saying, I'm so happy for you, but that's not enough. And I believe when Gail King was actually saying that she was, rooting for Iowa, Caitlin Clark, probably to do well. I don't know. But in sports, man, you can cheer for whoever you want to cheer for. But oh no, that is not enough for the woke activists. That is not enough for one Steven Jackson. So right over here, man, look at this here. Steven Jackson shames Gail King for as a black woman rooting for Caitlin Clark more than Dawn Staley. This is just idiotic, man. It really, really is idiotic that Steven Jackson actually brings up, you know, the racial aspect of this here. And he, in his clip here, he also says that he doesn't consider Gayle King black media. You know, she's tight with Oprah and all this other stuff. Why are these people so obsessed with race? Even if Gayle King was actually cheering for Caitlin Clark, that's fine. That's fine. And you know what, man? When I hear clips like this, this just really exposes, you know, some people's own internal racism right here. He's really, really triggered by this. Let's go ahead and listen in to Steven Jackson just lose it. Because Gayle King said, yeah, I'm rooting for, or I was cheering for Caitlin Clark, Iowa. He loses it. Let's play it.
So Gayle King's supposed to be somebody that's big in the journalism space, right? And I don't consider her black media. Y'all give her all these passes because she fuck with she's a Oprah friend. I don't give a fuck who friend she is. They don't do nothing for nobody. But you cannot demean Dawn Staley like that. You talking to her about when
she wasn't demeaning Dawn Staley. She wasn't
winning the championship about going undefeated, and you have the nerve to get on there and say, "Well, we was rooting for Caitlin Clark, and you broke everybody's hearts." Who is we? Who is we? All the black people I know was rooting for Dawn Staley. We all fans of Caitlin Clark, but the way you put it, that shit was trash. Yeah, I'm glad it's a new day in the media space. You know what I'm saying? Because you say you so intelligent, you don't even say stuff like that to somebody on the interview. You just demeaned her and made it about Caitlin Clark. That's trash. It's super trash.
Wow. Wow. Steven Jackson, man, really did lose it right there. Yeah, even Outkick here says that Gayle King didn't demean Dawn Staley. She didn't. She was happy for Dawn Staley. But of course, it is never, ever enough. It will never be enough. This is idiotic here by Steven Jackson actually come out and say this. Really, really idiotic. It's all about the racial aspect. Folks, we need to stop seeing things through a racial lens. This is a bad, bad look here for one Steven Jackson. He's admonishing Gayle King for basically giving kudos to Caitlin Clark because she's white. Yeah, that's what Steven Jackson is saying, man. The only reason why he lost his mind is because Caitlin Clark is white. Nothing more. Everybody can root for who they actually want to root for. But Steven Jackson, man, I guess he's a BLM wannabe. Yeah, this is insane, man. This is completely insane for Steven Jackson to come out there and say something like this. But I'm not surprised, man, because I'm pretty sure Gayle King is woke too. But I guess, you know what? You will never, ever, ever be woke enough. And if you give praise to a white basketball player, oh, that's a big problem, right? That is a big problem. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.